Patrick Danville. The other painting showed the dark tower, a sooty gray, black cylinder tapering upward. It stood at the far end of Can Can No Re, the Field of Roses. In their dreams, the tower had seemed taller than the tallest skyscraper in New York. To Susanna, this meant the Empire State Building. In the painting, it looked to be no more than 600 feet high, yet this robbed it of none of its dreamlike majesty. The narrow windows rose in an ascending spiral around it, just as in their dreams. At the top was an oriel window of many colors, each, Roland knew, corresponding to one of the wizard's glasses. The inmost circle, but one, was the pink of the ball that had been left for a while in the keeping of a certain witch-woman named Rhea. The center was the dead ebony of Black 13. "The room behind that window is where I would go," Roland said, tapping the glass over the picture. "That is where my quest ends." His voice was low and awestruck. "This picture wasn't done from any dream, Susanna. It's as if I could touch the texture of every brick. Do you agree?"
"Yes."
It was all she could say. Looking at it, here on the late Richard Sayer's wall, robbed her breath. Suddenly, it all seemed possible. The end of the business was, quite literally, in sight. "The person who painted it must have been there," Roland mused. "Must have set up his easel in the very roses."
"Patrick Danville," she said.
"It's the same signature as on the one of Mordred and the dead horse, do you see?" "I see it very well."
"And do you see the path through the roses that leads to the steps at the base?"
"Yes, 19 steps, I have no doubt, Chasset. And the clouds overhead, she saw them too. They formed a kind of whirlpool before streaming away from the tower and toward the place of the turtle at the other end of the beam they had followed so far."